If a boy put his head on the ground and then rolled over, that's a...
Tumble.
All right, is there any other form of that? I was thinking of tumble set or somersault or anything like
somersault.
That.
Somersault.
Yes, okay. This, I know, is a New Orleans term, but I think perhaps it's not used much anymore. When you pay your bill, the storekeeper might give you a little something.
Lanyard.
What does a baby do before it can walk?
Toddles.
Even before it can
crawls.
Toddle. Okay. If there's something up a tree you want to see closely, you might...
climb.
And yesterday you...
climbed.
And you have...
climbed.
Mm-hmm. And a woman might walk up to the altar in church and...
pray.
Well, meaning get on her knees.
Kneel.
And in the past she...
kneeled.
Okay. If you're tired, you might go over to the bed and do what?
Sit down.
And then?
Go to sleep.
Well...
lie down.
Yes. And if in the past you'd say you...
lay down.
Mm-hmm. Something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
And often I have...
dreamt.
And I will...
dream.
I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down on the floor, that's a...
stomped.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to, if you saw a girl at a party and you wanted to accompany her home, you might say, may I
take you home?
To get a boat on land, you tie a rope to it and
pull it up.
And to get a car out of the mud, you'd
push it.
Mm-hmm. For, if there was something heavy like a suitcase, you might say you have to
lift
and
drag, carry.
Mm-hmm. Ever use tote or lug or pack?
Tote.
Okay. If the child was about to touch the hot stove, you might say...
it's hot, don't touch.
Mm-hmm. And if you needed a knife, you might say to me, go...
go get it.
Mm-hmm. In a hiding game, what would you call the tree or whatever they have to run to be safe?
Home base.
Mm-hmm. In football, what do you call the line you have to cross?
Goal line.
Mm-hmm. And... a verb. You throw a ball and ask someone to
catch it.
And he
caught it.
And he has
caught it.
If we were going to meet somewhere, I'd say if I get there first,
I'll wait for you.
Mm-hmm. And a child trying to escape punishment might say, just give me one more
chance.
Mm-hmm. And a man who can see the point of a joke has a good sense of
humor.
And if someone were annoying you, you'd say, gee, I wish I could
get rid of the pest.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, get shut up?
No.
Okay.
I've heard the expression. No, I wouldn't.
If someone had had his pencil removed without his knowledge, you might say, who?
Who took my pencil?
Are there any colloquial ways of saying that?
Okay, who snitched the pencil?
Mm-hmm.
Who carried it off?
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't put the pencil back?
That's polite. Talking about recollection, I had forgotten about that, but now I
recollect.
Or I
recall.
Or
I remember.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that would be, well, I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I have just what him a letter.
I just wrote him a letter.
I have
written.
And I will.
I will write.
Mm-hmm. And I expect to get an
answer.
When you put the letter in the envelope, you would then
seal it
and
address it.
Did you ever hear back it to mean address it?
No.
Okay. And in the corner, you'd write the return
address.
If a little boy had just learned how to whistle and you wanted to know where he learned it, you might ask, well, who?
Who taught you?
Mm-hmm. If you're about to do something, and I say, have you put the fence up yet? You might say, no, but I'm
going to.
Any other way?
I will.
Fixing to?
No.
Okay. What would one child say to another child who went around telling on him?
Tattle.
He'd call him
snitch.
A
snitch. Tattletale.
Mm-hmm.